at the top of scene four? Yeah.
Director Wayne Raleigh and playwright Jenna Levin are discussing changes that she might make to her play, The Inside Scoop.
Can you rewrite this so that it describes what we're...
This is the first play 17-year-old Jenna has ever written. She's chosen an unusual idea.
It starts out and it's in an office, kind of like, you know, the Office TV show, where it's these quirky characters in this office, and the office is under attack. And you don't really know exactly why, but they're on lockdown, and it's kind of these funny interactions between the characters. And then later on throughout the show, you realize that this office is actually the inside of the human body.
The human body belongs to college student Kyle. The office workers happen to be the brain, hormones, pituitary glands, sex organs, lungs. Well, you get the idea. And they're all working together in an attempt to stave off rhinovirus, the common cold, that's trying to invade Kyle's body. In this scene, Sinus is fielding calls from a concerned bodily organ.
Ring! Hello, Kyle's body, how can I help you?
Am I on tonight?
Yes, he had a rough night, but the liver's recovering just fine. Oh, thanks for asking. I would be happy to deliver a message to him. Yep, go ahead. Thank you from the bloodstream. Great, got it. Have a healthy day.
The idea for The Inside Scoop developed in a playwriting class that was offered at Jenna's school, Seattle Academy of Arts and Sciences. It's one of 16 public and private schools that participated last year in the Young Playwrights program that was initiated by ACT Theater. The 10-week course sends professional playwrights into area middle and high schools to teach the basics of playwriting. Anita Montgomery is the education director at ACT Theater.
We take them through structure and plot and theme and character development and dialogue and all of those things, and encourage them to, we ask them to keep journals. And then they come in with these amazing stories and this amazing, you know, their fabulous imaginations, and create this work around that.
Frank Garland is an old hand at writing plays. The freshman at Seattle's Northwest School has a play in the festival for the second year in a row. It's called Fairest. It's a twist on the tale of Snow White, told from the point of view of the mayor and the queen. He likes how the playwriting program isn't all about work.
You don't start out writing a play. The first day, you get to know your peers, and you sort of bond with them and play little acting games. And so you do these little writing exercises, these fun little things. And then after a couple weeks, then an idea starts to, and it happens some faster than others, but an idea starts to form in your head, and mine happened to involve a mirror and a queen.
What's the first line?
Mirror, mirror on the wall. Who is the fairest of them all?
I thought we were past this, Helen. You're being manipulated by the male-dominated society into believing that your physical appearance is all that matters.
Mirror, mirror on the wall. Who is the fairest of them all?
Damn it, Helen. It doesn't matter.
Answer the question.
System error. Question unclear. Please shut down and restart.
Fairest, like the other 7 plays in the Young Playwrights Festival, has actors on stage reading from the scripts. As ACT Theater's Anita Montgomery explains, none of the plays are fully produced.
We're focusing on the playwright in the process. We're not focusing on production values. We're focusing on the work that was written.
So, how do the plays get chosen? Montgomery says that with over 400 plays last year, it was difficult. But they look for specific things.
Very often, a play will come up. It's either got an incredible theme or an extraordinary investment by a student, or something that is so completely about being a teenage person on the planet that we've all forgotten, or that taps us back into that moment in time that we all think we have to put that on the stage.
That's what young writers like Frank Garland are doing, by observing their teenage world.
In order to be a playwright, you just have to know how people talk, just how they express themselves in real life. And to be a playwright, all that is helpful, but also just listening to everyday conversations at school or in life, that's all builds you as a playwright, as a writer.
The Young Playwrights Festival runs tonight through Saturday at Seattle's ACT Theater. Catherine Banwell, KPLU News.
I can see your pretty face. And now I'm
we want.